So good morning, everyone. Welcome to the second day of the training. I hope you had a chance to clear your mind after too much information, thanks to Roland yesterday. So the plan for today's session is that we're gonna do a self-paced, implementation-based training. So we have created a couple of example skeletons for you in Python and Java, and configuration or integration example for Apache web server. So the idea is that you'll start with the assignments, and you'll get the chance to implement two examples of a code flow and an implicit flow for OpenID Connect. We have a test OOP set up for you, and you'll get the chance to use libraries to implement simple functionality for the RP side. The idea is that you get to see in practice how the OpenID Connect flow or dance looks like, and get a better insight in how the protocol works. The examples are structured in a way that if you don't have much experience with programming and you just want to see how it would look like in code, you can still follow along, because there are quite detailed instructions, and I'm here to help you with anything related to developing, programming, or any problems you might have. There is the prerequisite that you have your own development environments, but we have internet connection, so we can fix that even now if some of you don't have a development environment. The other thing is that you can, if you do have experience and you do want to go deep, there is then another section where you can try and dive in a bit more and do a bit more advanced processing within the flow if you want to. I'll be here to guide you through everything with examples. Roland is also here, if we end up in discussions more on the theoretical side of the protocol. But since I wasn't here yesterday morning, so just for the sake of introduction, just a short round, just your name and like one, two sentences, so I know who I'm dealing with, if that's okay with you. So I'll start. My name is Ioannis Kakavas. I work for Gernet, the Greek NREN, and I work within in Gernet, I work with security and identity management. And in the context of the GN4 project, and the reason that I'm here is that I work with Roland and some other people within the OpenID Connect Federation sub-task in GRA3, trying to figure out how an OpenID Connect Federation would look like for NRENs and within Zant. So, yeah.
Okay, hello, I'm Pavel from Poznań Supercomputing and Networking Center. I am working in Zant, in SA3 Task 4, and I am responsible for maintaining infrastructure for developers. I mean, some services like Jira, Jenkins, and so on.
Okay. That was Pavel, right?
Pavel, yes.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Maciej. I'm a Java developer, mainly backend. And in Zant, I was usually developing web applications, but right now I'm involved in auditing activity, and I'm organizer of a School for Developers event.
Great.
Hello, my name is Tomasz Kozinski. I work for NIIF here at KIFU, and I'm looking forward to integrate our services to make them federated.
You know me, probably. Dealing with various SEML federation issues, primarily.
Hi, I'm Jovana. I'm from university in Belgrade,
I'm software architect and I work on a lot of projects, a lot of diverse projects. I have been in Gen from Gen 3. I work on software defined networks. I developed tools for MDBP and service inventory. I also worked on digital repositories, on healthcare information systems. So I can do a lot of network related tasks as well as almost all software related tasks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm Dubravko from Zagreb University Computing Center. I'm one of the administrators of Croatian Academic and Research Identity Federation.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah,
we know you, Ron.
Okay, my name is Mishi, and I'm working actually in the multimedia team, mostly on WebRTC and in Giant, the Turn pilot that I'm working on the
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Tamás, and I'm working for EDUID in Hungary mm-hmm. as a federation operator, one of them.
Hi, my name is Gyula. It's not too easy. I work in the Hungarian Federation operating team, most of the role of PHP developer, so mm-hmm. developer. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. So you can start by going to.
I don't know if you can see. It's written on the board also. It's a repository. Jake Akavas is my username in GitHub, and OpenID_course is the name of the repository. You can see it here also, or I don't know if you can see this one. So that's the starting point for this day. There are instructions there for the assignment, and that's where you should start right now. I won't go through the instructions here, but I'll leave them here just for the sake of clarity. So the idea is that we have a skeleton for Java and a skeleton for Python. You can feel free to start with whichever one you like. I would have nothing against you doing something in PHP or Go, or if you do that in Go, you can share the code with us later on. So we have the OP part up and running, and it doesn't matter what kind of RP implementation you're gonna create, it will work with that. It's easier to start with Python or Java because we have the skeleton of how a web-based RP would look like. For the development environment, depending on what you're gonna use,
if you start with Python, you can use Python 2 or Python 3. Doesn't matter. It would work with both versions. You can use an IDE like PyCharm, or you can use a simple editor, doesn't matter. It would be easy for you to do debugging in PyCharm, for example, if you have any issues, if you want to see line by line how it works. For Java, Eclipse and Java 8 or Java 9 should work fine. If you don't want to write any code, then you can skip forward to using mod of OpenIDC in Apache development. You can run your own Apache, or you can use a Vagrant setup that we have there. That's all from me now. I don't know if you have any questions before we start, but the idea is that I'm gonna be going around and I'll be helping out any way I can. If someone wants help to get started, let me know. I'll come right now. Otherwise, yeah, feel free to start. It's self-paced. You can start with whichever part you want to do. You can finish whenever you want to, and we can stay here all day.